listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting with me in this delightful Westtown apartment is Esmeralda Leone.
Hello.
And we're doing one of those weekly shows that we talked about once before. So this is number two, which means it's sort of consistent. Right before we started talking, or recording this, we don't talk when we see each other. We just stare at each other, and then we turn the mics on, and then it just goes.
We do sign language.
We do that. Merle was telling me how her cat does not like her singing Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
No.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's the high-pitched. If I sing the chorus. Because I was in the shower. I was singing. And I got out. And the cat, she was sitting in front of the door.
Okay.
And then as I kept singing, she wanted to jump on the toilet and onto the sink. She put her paws on the tub because she couldn't get up to the sink.
Okay.
But it was because of my singing, and she's done it before.
But other songs she's okay with?
Certain ones. She doesn't like Rocket Man by Elton John.
So when you
that's another
the,
one.
That's the part
pretty
where,
much, but okay. Only if it's a song, because if I just do it, if I just do high-pitched nonsense, she doesn't go for it.
What song does she like? Or does she not? Or what song
does
she object to the least?
She doesn't jump up and down for it.
She doesn't clap for you or anything?
No.
Do you find yourself watching really bad like cat YouTube videos now that you have a cat?
I did that before.
Okay.
So.
I was not a cat fan, but now that I have a cat, it's very odd. I've had a cat for years, but still.
I never really liked cats.
Uh-huh.
But I would watch cat videos. I just didn't really like the idea of having a cat and the fur and just getting everywhere.
Does it get everywhere?
Not really. Not too bad.
What kind of cat do you have?
She's a mutt thing.
Nice.
She looks like your cat.
Ours is a tabby.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a tabby, then.
Cool.
They
Whatever.
Could be brother and sister.
They could be, except is your cat fat? Oh, this is awful.
Yes, she
this
is
awful radio. Or podcasting.
We're talking about our cats.
Because we initially, I said, what do you want to talk about? You're like, I had a weird dream. I was like, no one wants to hear about dreams. We talked about cats. That's like worse than
my
dreams.
Cat.
I dreamt about my cat. There you go. It's over. I'm going to fucking kill myself.
I don't dress up.
Oh, I'm in a bad mood, Merle.
That's good.
That I'm in a bad mood? Or
well,
that I don't dress up my cat?
No, it's that you're not that you're in a bad mood, but I think bad moods are sometimes good entertainment.
Oh, I'm in an awful...
No offense to you.
I'm in an awful mood. I want to rip skulls apart.
See?
It's bad.
That's good.
No, it's awful.
Anger!
I was trying to think of ways to cheer myself up before you got here.
Cat videos?
Cat videos was not on my docket.
You
should have. I'm mad for, like, the worst reasons, too. I don't even know why I'm really mad. I think, Kelsey was cleaning. I was cleaning. Kelsey was cleaning. And then I had to stop cleaning. And I was angry that she was cleaning.
So did you feel as if she should have stopped as well because
no,
you stopped?
I don't know what it was. I don't think feeling or thinking was involved in this whatsoever.
It was just a Neanderthal, I'm angry!
Yeah. Just, I'm so full of hatred right now.
You should get a room. I don't know, maybe you could use a closet in your in your apartment and just fill it with glass or other breakable items. You just go in there and break stuff.
Okay. What is that from that's recent?
Some comedian
Zombieland.
Had the idea.
It's in Zombieland. Did you see Zombieland?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's delightful.
I did.
You gotta blow.
I liked it.
That's one of my favorite films of the year.
I wouldn't say that. But.
What's your favorite film of the year? Thus far.
Oh, Up.
Up is mine as well.
Oh, that one made me almost cry.
Yeah, I bawled many a time. I bought it for my birthday. And I watched it. I watched the first half hour the other night. I was still crying.
Oh,
you know it's coming. It's that good. The first 12 minutes.
You get that beginning. I was in a theater too, so I didn't want to embarrass myself.
Was there a lot of children?
No, we saw it like later.
You were smart. I saw it in a theater packed full of kids and all adults, and all the adults were bawling. Yeah, so it was nice.
The kids are like, "Mommy, why are you crying?"
It was a lot of confusion. What did you do this week, Merle? We're going to the notes. We're doing this officially.
Oh, look at that.
I know.
We
need a producer.
You're behind
purging.
Glass.
Yeah, it's just someone to belittle to go get us coffee.
That's pretty much what a producer is.
For radio?
The whipping boy.
Come on.
No, I purged my home, kind of.
How are you purging your home?
I'm,
You don't have a big home.
No, I don't.
So this should be like an hour's task.
No, it's not.
You live
not.
In a studio.
No, I live in a one-bedroom.
Oh, that's right. Okay, it's a one-bedroom.
But it's pretty tiny.
Okay.
But it's got two closets.
Okay, are those
closets
full?
Where a lot of the stuff is, yes.
What are they full of?
Full of crap.
Do you have a glass closet? Like, would you recommend it to me?
I wish. I'd have great... One of my closets is really big, too, so it'd be a nice place to throw stuff in.
A glass closet?
Yes.
So what's in the closet?
When
I'm
rich, I'll have
it. Hold on, wait. When you're rich, that's your one luxury.
Yeah, I'll have a glass closet.
You
want
you could have that now.
No, because I have carpeting.
Like hefty bags.
That's,
and cardboard.
That's too much trouble. Okay. I'd rather just have a room already set up for
for
that.
Your glass breaking.
Yes.
Okay.
And smashing Gallagher.
Isn't that what alleys are for?
No, because I have to walk through alleys.
That's true. You do have to walk through alleys.
And then I can pay someone else to clean up the glass and all that.
Well, if you could do that now. Oh, okay. Okay, sorry.
Once I'm rich. I'm not going to pay someone to come clean up glass.
Yeah, that's it's not
when
easy
I'm poor.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
I'll do it myself.
But when you're rich, it totally makes sense to pay someone to pick up your intentional glass-destroying room.
Yes. And they can't ask me questions about it either.
Or look you in the eye.
Yep.
Nice. So you need an assistant to hire that worker, and they'll never see you.
An assistant of an assistant of an assistant.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You gotta, and everyone gets paid well.
Yes.
so your assistants
twice.
Are rich,
I went,
too.
Wait a minute. No, yes.
Okay, so what are in your closet?
I purged it. A lot of crap. I have two Tupperware boxes, like huge mm-hmm. Tupperware boxes of just things I've collected over the years. Like stuffed toys and things I pick up in junkyards.
Where did you get... Hold on. How often are you in junkyards, number one?
Not junk... You know what? I take that back. Remember the streets? The thing where they throw all the garbage out?
Yeah, Merle and I... Was Western Springs, I think?
Yes.
We went to some hoity-toity town, which actually isn't that hoity-toity, but to us it's very hoity-toity.
Yeah.
And they have like a junk sale, junk day pickup every, mm-hmm. like
where
once
can,
a year.
They can throw out all the crap that you yeah. can't really throw out.
So it's a Friday night, and like it was me, you, and Matt Laporte.
Yes.
And his truck. So we kind of
filled
his truck.
No, it was my car.
Was it your car?
It
but Matt
tiny,
Laporte was there.
Yes, it was my tiny little
we filled
cabriolet.
That car. We filled that car.
We did.
And you still have that stuff from like 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Why?
I think I'm a hoarder.
You are a hoarder.
In a small sense, I'm a hoarder.
Wow.
Because I don't have, like, garbage and flies everywhere.
That's good.
And it doesn't smell.
When are you doing this purging, I should say?
When?
Yeah.
It's in the process.
No, but I mean,
stopped.
Like, what time of day?
Let's see. I don't go to bed till 5.
Why do you not go to bed till
5? I just
5?
Can't. I've had insomnia for
what
the
time
past
do you wake
week.
Up?
About 1. But
okay,
that's
so
because I've been up since 5.
Okay, so you don't have insomnia. Your sleep schedule is just wacky.
I guess, because
insomnia doesn't mean, like, I thought it's like you can't sleep, period.
Well, I don't know. Last week,
but you're getting 8
fine.
Hours.
I am.
So that's not insomnia. All
right, well, whatever you call that, going to bed at 5 a.m.
The night shift.
That's, maybe I should just get a job in the night shift.
Yeah.
But this is my job right now.
And then
now,
you can work on your night
home.
Moves. Oh, that was an awful joke.
We need a little rim
Looking
shot thing.
On the night moves. What a weird song.
Have you seen the video?
No, should I?
Isn't it? Oh, no, wait, no, it's not.
What are you thinking of? Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band?
No, the Bob Seger video, it has a young Joey from Friends.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's Night Moves. Maybe it's not Night Moves. But it's a Bob Seger video. I saw it on a pop-up video.
All right, let's watch that when we're done with this.
Yes.
After the Hawks game. So that's what you're up to.
So yeah,
week.
I'm purging. I haven't done a very good job at it.
Do you
it.
Feel better doing it?
Yeah.
Good.
It feels good.
Are you going to run out of stuff and then get more stuff to purge in order to make it feel good again?
I will eventually get more stuff.
Okay,
there's
good.
No question about it. It'll happen.
You're still pro stuff on your agenda?
Yeah.
Do you want some of my stuff?
No. I have a lot of stuff. I have to get rid of this stuff first and then I can get more
Bring
stuff.
Bring it to the brain. We'll give away whatever you think is cool that you don't want to donate to charity because it's like something that no one could use.
That's I got
but
a lot of
neat.
A lot of radio crap.
Like figurines or something.
Promotional
yeah.
weird radio crap.
Bring it to the brain. We'll give it away on Monday nights.
Okay.
All right. So that's
I've been trying to sell it. But
how's that going?
I found there's really no place for old posters that I ripped off bathroom walls
no.
at a promotional party.
Where is it posters for like were they screened posters or no?
No. No.
Then they're worth nothing.
Is Adult Swim posters.
Oh,
so I'm thinking like crazy college Network. Kids.
Yeah, but those are big like 27 by 40 posters. Those aren't like 11
no,
by 17, are they?
They're pretty.
They're 11 by 17? Are
well,
they, like,
they might be.
Are they like this size?
Yeah, one of them is. Maybe a little bigger.
All right.
But
keep talking. Make
I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody wants them. They're all folded up and kind of dirty.
Yeah, no one wants those. Why are you keeping this stuff?
I can't throw it out.
Yes, okay, fine. I'll do it.
See, I have
I'll
this
throw it out.
I have this thing in my head and I think this is what hoarders do is they'll use it eventually.
Okay, well then why don't we get
That's kind of my I was like, "Oh, I'll use this at some point."
So do you actually want any of this stuff?
No. I mean...
Why don't you put it all in a hefty bag? Don't look at it after you put it in the hefty bag. Bring it to the brain, and we'll do it on stage. And we'll give away piece by piece.
I'll start to cry.
And you could
like,
just
no!
cry. I think that'll be a lot of fun. You want to do that?
Mm. Well, I've kind of already looked through it.
No, but like once it's in the bag, because you probably look through it and put it in the bag, and then they're like, hey, you probably look in the bag again, and then take more out, and then repeat.
Yeah, kind of.
That's the whole point. Because every time you've moved like two or three times with all
yes.
this crap.
Yeah, and then it's always in bags.
Yeah, it probably never leaves the bag either.
No, it does.
Okay,
eventually.
Why?
I got it into boxes.
Let's do it. Let's do it in March. Let's call it, we'll do spring cleaning.
Okay. But I'm doing it now, so that stuff's going to sit... Well, it's going to sit there anyway.
Yeah, it's going to... Well, you can bring it now, but we'll give it away in March, and that'll give you time to compile more shit that you'll never really need to give away.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have a lot of appliances, too.
Like what?
I have a popcorn maker.
Does it work?
Yes.
Why don't you use it?
But it's terrible, because it's air popcorn, air-popped popcorn, and...
Isn't that supposed to be, like, healthy?
Yes, but for... Well, I think it's because I bought really shitty popcorn kernels.
So the popper's
It might
great.
Be. It might be. But I think oil popped popcorn is probably much better.
It's just
salt
fat.
Sticks to it better.
You want the fat.
I think so. But
yeah.
You can put butter. It has a little section for the butter melting. But
how old is this machine? I think my mother had one of these.
I got it at Walgreens.
You bought it new.
I had a craving for popcorn one day, and I saw it there at
Did you not have a microwave at the time?
No, I don't have a microwave.
Why don't you? Really? You don't have a microwave?
Everyone says that when I honestly have no use for one unless I want to heat up food.
What about... Yeah, that's the whole point, heat up food.
Or make popcorn.
Yeah, you're completely right. You've
but
nailed
one
it
of
on
them,
the head.
One of them is done, though. I have a popcorn maker.
Yeah, but you
and
don't
I
like it.
I have a stove with pots and pans that I can heat things in. And an oven.
But some things taste better in the microwave.
Like what?
Quesadillas.
What? Why would I reheat quesadillas?
No, not reheating, but to make them. It's extremely quick and easy to make a quesadilla.
Oh, I have
in
a Foreman.
Okay, that takes longer, and there's
no, it
more
doesn't.
To clean.
How does it take that?
30 seconds versus a minute. That's one
nope.
that takes long.
It. You know what? You get the crispy grill marks.
What if you don't want crispy?
What is wrong with you? Why would you not want a crispy
Why would you
quesadilla?
Not want a microwave? This is blowing my mind.
I don't like microwaves.
I'd realize last night I was out for Kelsey's birthday, and our friend Kate brought up the fact that she doesn't like pizza.
How do you not like pizza?
That was my... How do you not want a microwave?
But pizza's just bread, sauce, and cheese, essentially.
She said it was too rich.
Well, maybe she just had very rich pizzas.
I'm just saying she's an idiot. And how do you not want a microwave?
Because I have no use for it.
You just don't know you have a use
Although
for it.
Although sometimes I really do miss the fact that you can defrost things in it.
There you go.
But other than that, I'll just have to wait the hour
what?
To defrost
oh, man,
my
you're
chicken.
Crazy. You're crazy. This is crazy talk from a crazy person.
Yeah. I have an oven, though, a little toaster oven, but the door doesn't work, so I don't use
it. So why do you have it? Is it yours or does it come
it
with the
apartment?
It
still works. No, it's mine.
So why don't you fix it and get a door on it?
I don't know how to fix it. It has a door. It just doesn't close all the way. It kind of
have you fiddled
pops
with it
open
at all?
A little. I put a piece of tape on it, but then I got tired
but it would
of doing
melt
that.
It.
I know.
It? Yeah,
that's
no.
the problem.
So why don't you just give it to somebody like a repair shop?
Well, I was gonna donate it.
So if you're gonna donate it, you're not gonna have the toaster oven, which means you might need the microwave.
Maybe. That'll just be replacing one thing with another thing.
Yeah, of course. That's the point. You replace cassettes with CDs, and CDs are them.
But you know what? I want a juicer now, so I need room for that.
You
I have so many.
Your
I'm
priorities
order.
Are fucked up.
I'm a terrible person.
You need to start trading up. You probably like rent to own as well. Magic Johnson's business ventures are very good for you.
I actually live in the rent to own place.
Do you really?
No.
Oh.
That'd be awesome.
That's called a condo, which neither of us can afford. Oh, it got sad. Sadder. I don't know why I'm so angry. This is not good. And your tales of wishing for a juicer and not a microwave are freaking me out.
I have also a waffle maker. And
why do you have all these?
It came with the Foreman.
Do you realize this sounds like a very strange infomercial for microwaves? You've used the waffle maker once?
I used it once in my parents' house.
So you don't even use it at your apartment?
No.
Which is where it lives?
Yes. They wouldn't make waffles with it. So.
No. I understand that they wouldn't make waffles with it, but neither will you.
I know. I'm going to donate it. I feel bad.
Why do you feel bad?
Because it's just sitting
who
there.
Who could possibly, someone in need, being like, you know what? All this protein I'm getting isn't enough. I need some waffles.
Sometimes you need waffles.
You don't need waffles ever.
Yes, you do.
Are you a brunch person?
I wish I was. I never wake up that early.
I hate brunch people.
I wish I was. What is brunch?
Exactly. Brunch is an excuse. It's an egg dish at 2 p.m.
That's
great.
Go
to a fucking diner.
That's true. But I do like hoity-toity brunches.
I do not like hoity-toity brunches.
I like it.
I hate
even
it.
Even though I can't really afford it. But when I can,
I don't know why
I get hoity-toity brunches.
See, like, that's the thing. You have a positive outlook on life, and I'm just fucking railing against no one. What the fuck?
You're angry that I don't have a microwave.
It. Yeah.
Now I'm scared the next time I see you, you're going to, like, throw a microwave at me.
Literally throw a microwave.
Take it!
No, let's just take somebody's... Let's take Kate's. She doesn't like pizza. We'll just take her microwave and give it to you, and then we'll give her an air popper, because it has no flavor, and it'll be fine. It'll even out.
I could give her a mixer. What? I have, like, a handheld mixer. I never
use it. You don't use those?
I wish I had a stand-up mixer.
Like, what do you mean a stand... Oh, okay.
Like a KitchenAid, Mega. Yeah.
Those are pricey, right?
I know.
But don't they last forever or something
they
like
do,
that?
But I really have no use for it.
Yeah.
Like, well, all the other things in my house.
Do you cook?
Yeah. I don't bake, though.
Do you want to bake?
I wish.
Is that the only thing preventing you from baking?
Well, and I don't have pans for it.
Oh, yeah.
You need all those fancy pans.
Which
segues
for Christmas. What do you want for Christmas? Not from me, because I will give you a microwave.
I want my two front teeth. No,
come on, really? That's what you went for? That's a shitty mom joke.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you take it back. I'm so
will.
Angry. I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm sorry you walked into this.
Trying to make you happy. Oh, you laughed.
It sounds like I'm going to hit you. I'm not going to hit you. I just want to make you happy. I don't know what my fucking problem is, man. This is awful.
I want a stand-up mixer.
Is that really what you want?
You know what? A lot of things that I want, if people gave them to me, I'd feel horrible because I wouldn't really need them.
Like what?
Like a stand-up mixer.
Well, you might use it.
I'd use it once, and then I would sit there, and then I'd look at it all the time, and just be like, oh, I should make something with
it. Would you keep it on the counter? Because they're kind of big.
I have a green table that my parents gave me that was supposed to be, my mother thought I was going to use it to eat at. Mm-hmm. But now it's just covered in miscellaneous objects and my other appliances.
Does your house look like a thrift store?
Kinda, a little bit.
I haven't been to your apartment.
Yeah, you
in
don't
a
want
long
to.
Time.
You don't wanna.
I've been
no one goes
at
there.
Your
I
building.
I don't like people going into my house because it's so like gross.
Why is that?
It's just full of junk.
I'm gonna come over next week.
I'm like a hoarder. I don't let people in. I just don't have garbage. That's
Are
all.
You, like, hoping that you'll get on Oprah and she'll just do this for you?
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah,
because then they would, like, fix everything.
Yeah, but then you'd have to get, like, talked to and feel bad
That's
about
true.
Your spirit or
It'd
some
be an
shit.
Intervention. Ugh. And Oprah would make me cry, I know it.
Let's go off the
what
notes.
What do you want
oh, what
for
do
Christmas,
I,
actually?
To not feel angry.
That's not going to happen.
I know, it's awful.
That's the best part of you.
That's the worst part of me. That's sad if that's the best part of me. I should just fucking blow my skull off.
One of the best parts.
My anger?
Yes.
My ire? I don't think anyone's ever said... Your anger is really what makes me glad we're friends.
I like your anger, because your anger sprouts truth.
I sound like a cult, like, wannabe leader. Like, I'm not angry enough to lead the cult, but I don't have enough charisma to not try to lead a cult.
That'd be an interesting cult. Because you'd
My
just be
cult?
Angry all the time.
I tell everyone to kill themselves.
Is there
all
really
the time.
Is there cults that are always angry?
Most, yeah, I think all religions are based in anger.
But they don't. But they always have happy sides. Yeah. I'd want one where you just yell all the time.
Watch TV. Don't you ever watch the Bible Thumpers? What's it called? The Old
no.
Testament type.
Fire? I don't like those.
You don't
though.
Like the fire and brimstone stuff?
No.
Oh, I love to go to bed with that on.
I like the happy ones where they tell you God loves everybody.
No. I like going to bed at around 4, like when it's like 5 a.m. I get home from the brain and it's like, you're all gonna fucking die, guys. That's great to fall asleep. I have the best dreams. Maybe that's, I haven't listened to those guys in a long time. Maybe that's my problem.
That's why you're angry?
Yeah, because those guys made me feel good. I've been having really fucking awful dreams, and every time I wake up, I'm glad I'm not sleeping.
Did
it's
your
weird.
Anger, like, because they're angry, they it's like they're taking your anger?
Maybe it is
they're
like
they're sucking
that.
It out of you?
Yeah, and which is a good thing.
It
it's
is.
My anger vacuum.
No.
Like, that's the role Jesus plays in my life, apparently, is to take away my anger.
That's why they're on Earth. Those Bible thumpers.
Yeah, for that's the only
take
reason I
your
can
anger.
Think of. This is bad because you
that's
know
that's why there's so many of them.
I don't want to be angry, Merle. This is awful.
We should watch some Bible thumpers after this.
Kelsey gets so mad when I put that stuff on.
Well, because it's not fun.
I also like McLaughlin Group.
Oh,
John McLaughlin PBS.
The only thing I know about that is the SNL skit
with
Dana
Carvey.
Carvey.
Yeah,
and my favorite
wrong.
Line is, yes, but my favorite line was. which Beatle, which one is the best?
Which one was it?
Or what was the fab Beatle? And everyone's like, John. He's like, no. Paul, no. And he goes, wrong. They're all fab. I love that. Oh, that's all I can remember.
I like Dana Carvey.
He's great.
Oh, man.
So what, you said you were going to go off note?
Yeah, because our notes are Brittany Murphy died and Tara Reid's in Playboy. And
it's like the shallow end of the show.
Yeah, this is the middle part of the show.
We jump deep first into the pool, and then we slowly...
Well, Brittany Murphy's dead, okay. That sucks.
We doggy paddle towards the shallow end.
Yeah. To just sadness, and devolves into Dana Carvey SNL skits from 20 years ago. We talk about our cats.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is
next
bad.
Time I'm going to be wearing a Christmas sweater with a picture of my cat on it.
And I'll be wearing sweatpants mm-hmm. that have gravy stains on them.
We should have a webcam in here for that.
We really shouldn't. Actually, we're dressed well, I think.
I did. Well, you told me that we're
going somewhere.
We're going
after
somewhere,
this.
So.
So you didn't put on your gravy pants. I'm still wearing a cardigan like I'm an old man, though.
Well, I'm wearing a fancy
but
lady
yeah,
cardigan.
Yeah, it's a lady cardigan, and it's obviously not from a thrift store, where this one you can see that the pockets are ripped halfway down.
Well, that's easily fixed with that thing.
Just how
a needle.
Toaster oven door is easily fixed.
A needle
fixed.
And a thread.
With a needle and a thread. How about that, Merle? Threw it back on you.
I don't know how to sew.
Really?
Thanks.
I could teach you how to sew.
Yeah, my mom tried, but...
Like, I'm not joking. I can I taught kids how to sew.
Really?
Yeah, when I was in a little village.
Okay.
You're just I'm not making that up.
All right, I believe you.
There's sewing. There's a sewing desk right behind me.
All right, you're going to teach me to sew.
I'll do it
Jesus.
Right now. We're going to do a sewing lesson. Do you know how to pull the thread? Like,
yes.
Right? Okay, well, watch me do it.
I
haven't done this in years.
Bit. I know the knot bit. I know the... But the part I don't exactly understand is the end.
Like tying it off?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not the
And I have horrible sewing. Like, I sew it and it just looks... It looks like Frankenstein.
You know how to, you know, about the hold it from your elbow or
no.
from your shoulder. There's something about this. I think I'm doing it wrong, but
I just grab a bunch.
You're also supposed to not use your teeth. No, if you grab it, if you can grab, if you use too much thread at one point, it could jam it up and it gets all tangled,
mm-hmm.
which means you have to start over.
See, I think that's kind of. I know how to stitch.
Oh, if you know how to stitch, you could
kind
pretty
of.
Much sew.
I did it a while ago. I stitched a pillow.
There you go.
My mom gave me a pattern to stitch, and I was doing so well until I realized I was using the wrong color, and I got really angry, and I quit.
Just because you didn't like the color?
Yeah. It was a bird, and it was a green bird. And I'm like, this bird is not supposed to be green. It's supposed to be blue, and I got really pissed off.
You don't like green birds?
And then I stopped. And it wasn't that. It was just that the pattern said blue, and I thought it was blue.
And God forbid you go off topic or something?
Yeah. And so I got angry. And I believe my mom finished it.
I'm literally trying to thread a needle with tape wrapped around my hand, so this is not easy to do right now.
I just love that visual things in a
possibly
audio.
The most visual thing you could do in this room, because everything in this room is a guitar or records.
Well, guitar has sound coming
exactly.
out of it.
This is the only thing in the entire room.
Oh, I see.
That's like purely visual. Should we talk about my bobblehead in front of me?
What about painting?
Yeah,
there's pictures all over.
There are pictures
painting.
All over. Have you seen my bobblehead?
You have one of yourself?
No.
Oh. I thought it was one of yourself.
Here. That's my bobblehead.
Oh, that's nice. It's Lily Munster,
it's
folks.
It's my favorite TV show. You know that, right?
Kind of.
That's, yeah. I
could infer by the things in your home.
Yeah. I don't know why
I have
like
a SpongeBob
so
one.
Do you like SpongeBob a lot?
Yes.
A moderate fan or a big fan?
I'm a big fan. I haven't been watching as much, but back when I was in college.
You've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
That's what I love about it. It's very adult.
Oh, yeah.
But then it isn't. You know, the kids get it. But the adults, there's all those bits that can adults are like, yes, I get
Finally.
It.
Finally. All right. So I got, thank you for talking, by the way. So you put the needle down to the midway point.
All right.
So it's directly in the middle of the thread.
Mm-hmm.
You grab your thread up here.
Mm-hmm.
You tie this in a knot of your preference.
You tie both of them or just one side?
You tie them together, essentially.
Wait a minute.
The whole point is for you to make a little knot that's big enough, I think, by the way.
So wait, you tie both ends?
So I tie both ends, yeah, because it's stronger that way.
Oh, okay.
And then you make a knot, and then you make that knot bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
What if you keep not hitting the same knot to make it bigger?
Then you're going to have to
And you just have a series of knots.
Then you need to make one knot big enough where it doesn't go through.
See, that's what happens to me. I think this is where I go wrong.
See, now we're learning.
And then I go wrong with the sewing, because they come out really bad and not even.
This is making me feel better, too.
Oh, good.
Kind of.
Is it because you're teaching me something, or because you're feeling superior to me?
No, not at all. Because
you could sew, and you have a microwave.
The microwave, no. I don't feel superior in the least. I think it's really because it's keeping my mind off of murder.
Oh, okay.
It's got a lot of murder on my mind.
Even though that needle, you could definitely, you know, murder someone
probably do
with.
Nothing. Stab so Brittany Murphy's dead. Well, there's many ways to do this, by the way. I should be taking this off, but it's cold, so I'm going to keep it on. You can pull it all the way through.
And then the knot.
And then
okay.
The knot's there. I actually did that incorrectly. I don't want to do that, because I want that to... I want to go from...
But now the needle is stuck in the... Will it come out?
It'll come out, yeah.
It's stuck in the fabric.
I don't want the knot side to show. I want the knot side to be hidden.
So oh, that's true. Okay,
so
yes.
I should have turned it inside out.
That also is one of my mistakes, I think.
Yeah.
Well, see, if I learn this...
I caught that early on, so okay. That's it's doable.
If I learn this, I can sew up all my socks. Wait, I had a pile of socks with holes in them.
The fact that you need to sew up your socks is really depressing to me right now.
Well, they're perfectly fine, except the heel. I mean, these aren't. I have socks that don't have holes, but there's some that have holes, and they could be perfectly fixed with a little sewing.
In terms of socks and underwear, I'm pretty vain. I want new shit. I don't want to repair.
If it's perfectly fine and that's all it is, then... But, you know, if the top is all loose, and then yes, it's time for the rag bin.
Jesus.
See? I even keep old socks.
You're really bumming me out, man. Somebody's got to give us money. We need some money so you can get
make
socks.
Me. And I can get a glass closet.
In a glass closet. You have a priority straight.
That's actually what I want for Christmas, is a glass closet.
I'm not going to keep doing this because I already messed up and gray doesn't match black for this.
10 minutes later. Oh, yeah. It's been sewed.
It has been sewed, actually.
And you taught me perfect.
I taught you perfectly. not including the last step that you don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, well, so Brittany Murphy is dead.
That sucks.
Which, when I saw it, I kind of teared up a little.
Really?
I don't really like her.
Why did you tear up then?
I don't know. I think it's just death. And
she didn't offend you in any way?
No, I didn't like her at all.
She was 32, and you thought that was kind of old, but it made me actually like her in Clueless a hell of a lot more.
Because she's probably old?
No, because that was in 95.
So how old was she?
She was like 18, 19 when they shot that.
Really?
Which is actually quite impressive, considering that, was her friend Dee?
Oh, yeah, she's old.
Dee was like 30.
Yeah, she's like, old, but she looks good.
She looks great, in the Kanye West video specifically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her butt keeps moving up and down. It's very hypnotic.
Floppy butt. It's good butt. Good butts. And then Alicia Silverstone is a crazy vegan. And surprisingly, Brittany Murphy was like the breakout of that film. And Paul Rudd.
Well, yeah.
Whatever.
But Donald Faison is on Scrubs.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
I'm just saying. That show
but
shouldn't exist.
But yeah, she was the breakout. She was in big major movies.
Yeah, it's weird.
But she just, she just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, whatever.
But she's dead, so I felt bad.
I like 8 Mile more now.
I didn't hate her. I just didn't like her acting skills.
Because she would have been personally offended if you hated her. I like that the show is devolving into like celebrity gossip where one of the hosts is like, I don't fucking care. And the other one's like, I don't know. I'm indifferent as well. Let's just talk.
But I feel bad. I feel bad that she's dead.
Yeah, whatever.
Because she was young and all, and I call eating disorder.
I don't care. Sure. I mean, it's going to be eating disorder or drugs or both, and I'm going to go with drugs.
I got my money on eating disorder.
And I'm sure it's right in the middle.
Hopefully next week we'll find out.
There you go. That's why you got to tune in. Oh, that's the other news story. See, I'm glad I put the lid on that one. Tara Reid's in Playboy.
Which I don't understand.
We just looked at it. It's airbrushed.
It is
beyond belief.
It's ridiculous because there's no scars on her stomach when there were some months ago. Those don't go away. As much cocoa butter as you put on those things, they're not going away. You got to catch those early, and I don't think she has.
Are you speaking from experience here? You seem very impassioned. Cocoa butter won't get everything going.
I'm just saying they tell you to put cocoa butter on your scars, and
nope, that's not how it works.
You know, it might to a point reduce them. But they're not going away entirely like Tara Reid has on her stomach.
All right. And then the other news story was some lady from Chicago got a DUI about 4 blocks west of here. And she was in Playboy.
And she got out of it,
She got off. And she was twice the legal limit.
But they just botched it up. That was
yeah,
all it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. My point is this. If you're going to get away with a DUI, somebody better get blown. Like, just because you could see me naked or I'm a hot lady. No, you better fuck somebody. That's the American way. You better fuck your way out of it, not just show tits. And
maybe
since it's Playboy,
did.
It's only... I hope to God she showed tits and fucked a dude. Or multiple dudes. Or ladies.
Maybe she
I'm
pulled
not
a Basic Instinct or she like spread her legs.
That's just showing.
Like, hey.
No, that's just showing.
I'm sure they can stick an arm in there or something.
Like a baby arm? That'd be even better. Like, you can't have sex with me, but all the baby arms you could find.
What?
More than willing. It's like a conveyor belt of baby arm vagina. And on that note, what are your Christmas plans?
I'm going home. I don't know when. Home is Joliet.
And where the heart is.
Yeah. And I just had a conversation hours ago, with my mother on when I'm showing up.
Yeah.
Because she wants, now that I don't have a job, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
And I have to stay there longer than I really have to.
Yeah.
Or
that
want
sucks.
To, actually. So, but my excuse is the cat.
How long are you going to be there total?
Ugh.
Hour wise?
Hopefully only like a day or two.
Yeah. So, like 36. I'm looking at like 36 hours.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
Cut out sleeping.
Yeah.
But then again, I won't be sleeping until like 5 a.m.
Which is good, because then you'll
it's
be alone.
It's not, because I just sit in my old room watching TV.
So it's kind of like you're at home.
Yes.
What's the problem?
I have more things to do in my house.
Like, collect the shit. You can bring all this stuff from your old home to your new home to throw out.
No, wait. I actually... I went looking. There was a box that my mom said that had stuff of mine in
mm-hmm.
it. And I looked through it, and I've taken a lot of it
nice.
To my home.
Nice.
And it's a bunch of, like, college papers.
Why do you
or
have...
just remnants of, like, high school things and, like, elementary school and stuff I did
when
in
you
photography
go home,
class.
When you go home for Christmas or other holidays, do you look through all that high school shit? Do you just get instantly depressed?
No.
That's
I actually
good.
Feel better. Because
that's great.
I actually, you know what I do, and it's crazy. I'm going to tell everyone now.
I'm waiting.
Is that I go through the yearbook, and I MySpace/Facebook look through people.
That's
and
cool.
See if I can find them and to see that their shitty lives
yes.
are better than mine. Or they're worse than mine.
That's what I'm looking for,
because most
too.
Of them live in the town still, have babies,
yeah, same
and
here.
Just have a mediocre job.
And that's... But for some reason, when it comes to, like, Christmas, like, that bums me out.
That they have mediocre jobs?
No, that they have, like, kids and they're, like, pretend... Well, they might be happy. Like, it's not my
I'm
responsibility.
I'm sure they are, but it's not the life for me.
Yeah, no. I want every... Like, maybe, you know what, maybe this all really boils down to, this entire podcast, is all those people that I wanted to see fail, or more importantly, I never wanted to see again, they should be the ones getting DUIs and having to fuck people. That would make me feel awesome.
That makes it sound like you've had to do that. You've had to fuck people.
Yeah,
I've had
to fuck to get out of DUIs. I don't even have a car. No.
You have a bike?
My car was stolen. My bike was stolen.
Oh.
Yeah. No, my bike... I do have a bike in the basement, but my other bikes were stolen, and
you
my car was
DUI
stolen.
You can get a DUI on that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm good.
You're essentially
really
driving.
You are driving.
But I guess right now, you could blame the ice.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I fell because it's the ice.
I don't know,
officer.
Man. You know what? I'm trying to be happier, I think. You're a happy person.
You sound a little more upbeat as the podcast goes
on. As it goes on. After we did a sewing demo. What the fuck?
That made you feel better, though.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. I feel bad for all the people surrounded by me.
We cope.
You do cope?
We cope.
I hope you laugh at me. That's the goal. We're going to go to see our friend Sonny tonight, who has been on the podcast, who you haven't seen in a few months since he moved
no,
to New York.
No, I saw him. And
you saw him at the Brain, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was a little drunk. And I kind of feel bad because I don't know to what extent how he took it. But I'd heard that his apartment was
mm-hmm.
for rent,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a sweet deal
yeah,
with
yeah.
all utilities. But then I come to find out it's just for like a month or two because he's having issues at home, and like
mm-hmm.
in, you know, personal issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like, well, give me a call when you really, really want to leave that place. Not like now, though, because I don't mean like now, but, you know, when you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a call.
Was
I'll
it?
Where
was
it.
He? Was this last night?
No.
Friday night?
No.
Thursday night?
I don't...
Was
were
it
you
at
there?
The, no, I'm asking. I haven't seen him since I was in New York.
When was I there?
Monday night you were at the Brain for the poster show, which was a great night. A lot of people were there. Thanks for coming out.
Might have been Tuesday.
Tuesday night, I don't know what you did.
Maybe Wednesday.
I was with you on Thursday night? What night
whatever. It was last week.
What night did we meet up?
Thursday.
So it was probably Friday. Yep. Oh, this is boring.
Yeah, it is. This so is last bad. Week. Just yeah, say last week.
At least we acknowledge it.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I kind of felt like, ooh. All
right, what can we do to make this podcast better, Merle, for next week?
Oh, is that not the right end? Now. Is that how we're ending it now? Resolutions?
We'll do that next week. We'll do New Year's resolutions. Let's write these down.
But these are like small resolutions. Resolutions for a better podcast.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
No, it's
makes
be
it
great.
Sound inferior right now. Like no, it wasn't no, that no. great. Unless it's really great, you just want to make it fantastic.
I want to. Here's what we're doing. Right now, we're a team that could go to the playoffs. We're like a 500 team. I don't want to just go to the fucking playoffs. I want home field advantage for the duration of the playoffs.
Wow.
That's what I want.
You got motivation.
Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You understand sports metaphors?
Well, I get it. It's not that hard, jeez.
I know, but like, I don't fucking care.
I understand playoffs and working hard to
see,
get somewhere.
That's why we're above 500 right now, barely.
Okay.
So how can we get to that next level?
You know, you spring these questions on me.
That's the whole point. We'll do New Year's resolutions.
I need a week to think about this.
We had a week, and all we came up with was tits.
Hey, I had a good story about hoarding.
That is true. No, but all the things I came up with were about angry tits. Did you notice that?
Angry Never, tits?
They weren't always like, yeah, breasts. It was like, stupid whore, dead.
Well,
and then it was like, stupid whore, stupid surgery. And then it was like, DUI. No, it wasn't like, hey, remember when she was topless and made everyone happy and it was not related to rape at all? Like, oh, that was a good day.
I think it's funny that you think that because she's topless, she's making people happy.
No. I'm saying...
The Playboy model.
No, anyone in general. It wasn't like a specific... Tara Reid's made no one happy in a long... Well, that's not true.
She's got those weird boobs.
Yeah, if you like Ed Hardy, I bet you like those boobs.
Is that because she wears the...
No.
Is she with him?
No.
So then what do you mean? Because she buys his products?
You're trashy. I'm full of judgment. I'm not trying to be full of judgment.
I'm confused.
I am too.
Ed Hardy connection there.
I'm trying to listen to Mr. Rogers, but all I have is anger and ire.
Wow.
I didn't listen to some metal.
That might be what is it, anger sucker?
Yeah, I was listening to Buddy Holly earlier, and I guess it just amplified
that
my
would make
anger.
Me sad, because he
me,
died?
Yeah.
It was the day the music died.
Literally that day. I think it was more angry that song exists than him dying.
Although, you know what? Okay, the day the music died, mm-hmm. Buddy Holly, mm-hmm. Richie Valens, the Big Bopper. Mm-hmm. Did the Big Bopper really...
Oh, no, he was a piece of shit.
Yeah, like, was he really going to be the next big
compared
thing?
Compared to the other two guys, he was a piece of shit. I don't know him as a person, but he was a one-hit wonder.
Fluke. Yeah, it's just had hello, like, baby. It was, really? That's all he had?
He'd be the Chumbawamba of the day.
Yeah. So, he's actually got lucky,
mm-hmm.
in a way. Yeah. He died with all
oh,
of them.
Oh, definitely.
Because now he's known as, like, this great...
But the other
icon.
Two guys, yes, hands down, both of them had a ton of hits, young age.
Yeah.
But he's like just kind of
riding
with
the coattails.
I like how he ended with a very current story, too.
He's riding the dead coattails of the two others.
That's not a bad name for an album or a band, the dead coattails.
Oh, man.
If the Dead Weather break up, the guitarist from Queens of the Stone Age that's in that band will form that band.
Is the guy, that weird guy with the eye... The
with
eyeglasses.
The eye. Oh, the bassist?
Oh, God, that man is
hideous. Yeah,
he's
still in that band.
I heard he's a douchebag.
From who?
I read some story that he had a girlfriend, he got all famous,
mm-hmm.
and then something happened where he just kind of, like, told her to go fuck off and, like, left her with
hell yeah.
his debt.
And, yeah.
Because he got rich and famous.
He could probably fuck Tara Reid whenever he wants. I'd fucking leave
Anyone
her.
Anyone can fuck Tara Reid whenever hey. They want. Are you kidding
no,
me?
You need cocaine and Ed Hardy's personal cell phone.
Well, that's not that hard.
Cocaine.
Really?
You try to
Come
find
on.
Good cocaine to get to Tara Reid.
I doubt that she cares 20... what type of cocaine it
I, okay, is. Fine. You have to find Tara Reid conscious. You
oh,
can't just
hard.
Fuck
that's
her
actually,
unconsciously.
That's
just rape.
That's hard,
I'm drawing
though.
The Tara Reid fuck line. Jesus Christ, we got to end this.
Yeah.
This is getting weird. All right. Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stagg, PhD. It's an awful, awful, awful book. Questions 1 to 260. Merle, go ahead. Give me a number. 27. Would you rather your father gave you more presents or spent more time with you? Which would make you feel he loved you more? It's a good holiday-themed question,
oh,
actually.
Man.
Presents or time? Presents or time?
Presents.
They're damn right presents. What kind of presents?
Love. No.
Bullshit. Fuck.
Let's see. Toy. Well, If I'm thinking of, like, when I was living there,
no,
and I was
it could
a
be
child,
anytime.
Well, that's an odd question. What kind of presents?
That's why it's weird. That's why we
why
do these.
Would, like, why would you be like, what kind of presents do you want from your father?
Well, you don't have to.
Not dildos.
All right, that's one.
That's because it could be anything except.
You get to pick the present.
That's so weird.
You get all the dildos, only the dildo. Well, then you would, I'm assuming, hopefully pick time, unless he's like, the time we're going to use these dildos
well,
on you.
I just said love, and you just made a.
No, fuck you. No. He can't give you love in a box. That doesn't make sense. Cash money.
Yeah, I was going to say, a box of money.
Okay, box of
I'll
money.
I'll have a box of money, please.
There, please.
But then that's so selfish.
Box Who cares? Of money. He's going to die.
Maybe I should say, what was the other one? Time?
Time.
I'll stick with the present.
Damn
the box
right.
Of money.
There it is. For your holiday wishes. What are you going to plug? You got anything to plug?
No.
Nice.
Please, no one give me anything.
Give Merle a microwave.
No one bring me a
microwave.
We're
going to start a campaign to get Merle a microwave. All right, this Monday, December 21st, at The Brain. We're going to do the Accounts of Homeland Security presents President Turtle, They Named It Not Me. It'll be it's a really, really cool variety show. I think it's like three or four stand-ups. One of the stand-ups is actually a writer for Letterman. Just got into the bill. And Cameron Esposito, who's been on the show, will be there. She's great, and some there's going to be sketches, and I think there's a magician.
Nice.
And I know there's an acoustic comedy rock band, which is actually way better than it sounds.
I like the fact that it's variety.
It's a variety show, and they're really nice guys, and it's a lot of fun. So come and check that out. Doors at 8, performance at 9. Once again, at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont. The following week is Everything is Terrible. The Hawks scored. Nice. Okay. The following week, December 28th, is Everything is Terrible's Christmas special, which Merle does not like.
I just...
Ha 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 ha.
And you know, there are so many people like that. That whole, I'm going to remix things.
I think your problem with Everything is Terrible people have nothing to do with the people behind Everything is Terrible or their content, but the amount of people that do that but don't do it well.
I guess. There was one... When I was in San Francisco, there was a similar thing. It was on cable access, and it was called Talk to the Hand. And it was this, and I was watching it just like, what the fuck is this? And it's just odd videos. And it's the same thing.
Yeah, maybe the only
reason...
They
should join together.
Maybe the only reason why I like the Everything is Terrible stuff is because I know the people behind it, and they're really, really nice.
Well, see, that's totally different.
But also, like, it's fun. So, like, it's not like I like it only because they're nice people. I knew them as people way after the first show, and it was still really good. And more importantly, Al Scorch is playing that show. Country, punk, bluegrass, three-piece. He played at The Brain. There's like five videos of him on the feed. He's great.
I like.
Probably my favorite live pickup of the year. We get to that, Daniel Knox, and then at the end of the January, end of the January. Oh, God, I'm losing
January.
It. I'm losing it, Merle. We're doing the live podcast, and it'll be fun. I think I've booked Adam Burke for our comedian, so our comedian set, and I'm looking at this girl, Jackie Ryan, who was going to be in the film, the last film I did.
Okay.
But she's a journalist, but not more importantly, but interesting enough, she was a Letterman warm-upper, like opener person.
Really?
Yeah. So
I only
like,
thought it was the one guy. What's his
exactly.
name?
Exactly. It's not just him. There's like a whole slew of them at Letterman. So.
Oh, well, that's good.
We'll talk about that in theory. If she doesn't do this show, she'll do a future one. Kelsey's sister's an opera singer.
Is she coming?
She's going to come to one of them. And I said, like, you have to sing. This is not negotiable.
That's her thing.
Yeah. And then I'm thinking there's a thing to, like, measure decibels, right? Like, we could just use...
Yeah, they had one in Rock and Roll High School.
I know that they have them, but like, I don't know how easy they are to get.
Do you remember that Rock and Roll High School do with the mice?
Fuck yeah, I love that. That movie's so bad and good.
It's like The Who, and then,
I
like,
love that.
The Dee Dee... Ramones was higher than The Who.
I like that Dee Dee Ramones one line in the entire movie is like pizza because he was so fucked up on heroin. Oh, that's so great. But I was thinking, what do you think of this? You've seen me scream a lot. Opera singer versus scream. Who could get louder?
I think she could, because she probably has the Mariah Carey kind of octones
you're probably
or whatever
right.
they are called. I don't think you can hit that high.
Should I try it?
Yes. Yeah. I say you should.
I think it's not about... I don't know. Because I know like I'm gonna do it through my throat, and there's going to be blood. But I'm okay with
well,
that.
Well, maybe you should look up how to prep
no,
yourself a little bit.
I gotta pass out.
Okay.
All right. And then you got to take over the show.
Oh, man.
And you can't, I don't have insurance, so you got to make this work.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for doing this, Merle.
No problem. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We missed Hanukkah. So.
Fuck all this shit. I'm a fucking atheist, and I'm so much angrier with each passing year. So it's really working out for me. Mm. You believe in anything at all? Why don't we talk about politics and religion in 30 seconds to just isolate everyone instantly?
I am a Catholic only by name.
There you go.
And I believe some of it.
So that's not only by name!
Yeah, but, you know, I pick
You're
and choose.
You're moderate.
I'm picky.
You're moderate.
I pick and choose
Sushi
what
buffet
I like.
Catholic. That should be the term. You're a sushi buffet Catholic.
That's a good one. I'm going to use that.
SBC. SBC. Oh, I'm going to get drunk. I'm sorry. Let's just...
It's Sunday.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, what happened? 3-0? No, 3-0? All right, so that actually did work out. It's 3-0, and Dustin Byfuglien got the goal. So Byfuglien and nothing, 3-0.
That rhymed a lot.
Kind of. Go Hawks. Anything? I just want
to
drag it
out. We're ending this. I'm like waiting for it to end.
All right, good night. Thanks for listening. Go to the website for the other podcast, youmethemeverybody.com. Thanks to Merle, and have a wonderful evening.